And hello again and welcome back. Henry Biggs marches to a different drummer than most of us. He's an entrepreneur and former dean at Washington University. He holds 4 advanced degrees, has been a rapper, has run up Pike's Peak, and once swam the English Channel. Which brings us to his next venture, swimming around the island of Manhattan. That would be a 27-mile swim. It's all for a good cause, to raise money for educational and mentoring initiatives in Ferguson. He wants to help kids. Henry Biggs joins me live by phone from the island of Manhattan. He takes the plunge tomorrow. Henry, are you there?
I am there.
Why in the world? Why in the world, aside from a very good cause, have you decided to take this particular direction in raising money for those kids?
Well, you know, I swam the English Channel a long time ago, and I was more of a runner than a swimmer, and I found that to be enough swimming for a very long time. In fact, about 25, 26 years, and then this kind of opportunity came along, and I thought, well, you know, let's see if I can put the spurs on one last time, do one last rodeo, and if it's for a good cause, then all the better. And so that's really, you know, I've talked with Becky James Hatter, who is just this amazing human that heads up Big Brothers Big Sisters, and so we got going. And I should say that it was scheduled for tomorrow. It's actually looking now, because of weather, to be either Wednesday or Thursday. It's not sure yet. I think I find out tomorrow. So, touch and go.
That gives you a little more time to prepare and train, however.
Sure. Eat more donuts.
Oh, there you go. The weather is a factor, in as much as I know that folks were hoping it would not rain just prior to your swim, because of all the stuff that would float into the Hudson River, the East River, and the Harlem River.
That's exactly right. So it's, you know, you're almost better off swimming the day of a rain, as long as there's not lightning. If you go the next day and it's over a certain amount of rain, so I think more than a half an inch, and then you know, you've got you'll have all sorts of interesting things to swim through in the water. I have my tetanus shot, typhoid shot, Hep A shot. I've got a course of Cipro, so you know, I've certainly done all I can to control for most of that stuff, but you know. Who knows?
Well, let's hope that all of that is just extraneous preparation. Henry, how is this going to work in terms of raising money? How is that structured?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it's through the United Way, and what we're going to do is, and what I think ultimately has to happen is we're going to have to keep on pushing, because it is just fantastic to be. You know, we broke 100,000, I don't know, I think 3 or 4 days ago. And but we really need to have more, because what I would ideally like to see is for this to be a sort of more of an endowment, that it lasts, so that Ferguson and the Ferguson area can be helped in, you know, not just for the next couple of years, but we can do something that lasts a while. But to speak to structure, we'll raise whatever money gets raised. And then there's going to be a committee that's put together, the people from Ferguson. I would ideally love to see somebody on the Ferguson Commission also be on there, and somebody probably from the United Way, but definitely people that are from the Ferguson area who know best, you know, what will help out those local charities. And then it will be, for now, because it's a modest sum, for now it'll be something that helps existing programs. Just we can give, you know, a little bit of extra money to some programs that are falling a little short or would like to do something extra. And I would imagine that gets, you know, distributed out in the next, you know, if we do it like an endowment, the small sum that we get from that will go out in the next year. But I'm not sure what that timeline will be.
How do people get the money to you? You have a website, I assume.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. So that's an easier question. So it's at canhemakeit.com. So if they go to canhemakeit.com, then there's there are about 15 buttons, I think, they have at last view that have in all different sorts of colors that are a link to the donation page at the United Way. So, and, you know, again, I can't thank really the people of St. Louis enough, because It's been these very small sums, but of a lot of people, that has gotten us to this really, you know, for a citizenry to put that together, you know, $100 at a time, that feels pretty special.
We'll put a link to your website, canhemakeit.com, on our website, stlpublicradio.org. But you call it Can He Make It? Henry, I hate to say this, but what if Henry doesn't make it?
Well, he's just going to have to keep on trying, I guess. I don't think that failure is an option. So I'll hope that the goodwill of the folks, you know, that they know I gave a solid effort and that it's for a good cause. You know, I guess if people, you know, are of a different mind, we'll see. But I'll try not to think about that right now. It's like all going to be good.
You know, what do you have to go through, Henry, to get permission to do this? I mean, here's this guy swimming upstream, downstream, and these three separate rivers around Manhattan. You must have to go to somebody and say, gee, folks, can I do this?
Yeah. Well, that's another great question. So, yeah, I think a lot of people just kind of imagine you do just jump in the water, but you have to do a qualifying swim. The fact that I'd swum the English Channel got me, I think, some points, but I still had to do a timed 3-mile swim, a timed mile swim, and a 4-hour swim at 60 degrees in order to be considered worthy. And then once you pass all those tests, then they say, okay, we're going to let you give you a shot. And then you have this sort of group of boats that are going to escort you because you're so small in the water and there are these ferries that are running across, you know, across the river. So it's, you know, if you don't have those boats, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. So and so you're going to be disrupting traffic a little bit, too. So they're not just going to let everybody jump in there and try and swim around. And it's that's a side question I think you were talking about a little bit earlier. There's a tidal question, so you have to time it right as well, because if you hit it, get off on the time, that it's over. So I have to make a turn in about 3 hours. That's, I think, the thing I'm really the most afraid of, is that if you can't make the turn in time, then the tide knocks you back, and there's no surviving that.
The turn being from the Harlem River to the Hudson, is that the way it works?
No, that's its own little interesting thing, but tends to be less, it doesn't sort of disqualify. It's just a hard current. But it's when you make the turn at the East River into the Harlem River, that you have the East River is going both ways. So for about, I don't know, let's say 3 hours, 4 hours, it's going upstream, you know, moving, going in a counterclockwise direction, and then it goes in the other direction for the other 3 hours.
Sounds like you've got your swimming coach in the background there.
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. But there's a group of folks. Everybody's coming because everybody imagined, you know, it's supposed to be tomorrow. So that's a little bit chaotic today. But it's exciting. I'm ready for this to be over. I've been swimming, you know, about, goodness, 15, 20 hours a week for the last 3-4 months, and you know, I need to do other things.
You're going to be making a documentary film of this effort as well, as I understand it.
Yeah, actually, as you said, that's who that was. Actually, they wanted to come in and say hello. But so I think it's, I don't know what that's going to bring. A big part of this is also, for me, I was in the Big Brother program, really, in a way, still am. And I've had my little brother, Jamil. We've been connected for, I guess, 30 years. And I was best man at his wedding, and he was best man at my wedding. And he is slated to be on the boat to help me out with the feedings and those sorts of things. So, you know, I think I really believe in those types of programs. I think they're not easy answers. It's about long-term relationships. But I think in the end, hard work and long-term relationships are what gets you there. And so that's a sort of another part of that motivation, why I'm big on Becky James Hatter as well as Big Brothers Big Sisters. But to be clear, I want the money to go. I don't know what's best. I know that I think the people of Ferguson and that area have great ideas, but I think if we can, you know, create some money to have some things happen, then that's a good thing, and that's my part, my contribution.
But we'll be keeping an eye on your website to find out exactly when the swim is taking place and how much money you've raised. But I'd like to talk about a couple of other things. I think most people are intrigued by your background. I mean, four separate degrees and some of the other things already mentioned. But what about this business as a rapper? I understand that you've given up on that and have for a couple of years. But what brought that on? Why? It's kind of like making this swim. The question is why?
Well, you know, so it's interesting. It was a really people, I think, have a hard time getting their head around it, but it was very much an intellectual endeavor. I was teaching a course, and was teaching a course called Rap of Ages. The idea of Rap of Ages is that a lot of these ideas that are in rap now, and we sort of think it, you know, there's a certain population that thinks it's scandalous, it's the end of the world as we know it. And these things are very common in oral literature from Homer, from the troubadours. So to sort of speed up a bit, taught the class, and the songs that I wrote for a couple of those CDs took literary ideas, and the idea was to make it a perfectly commercial song. You could not tell that there was this literary idea wrapped up in it. Well, that got kind of transformed into Dean by day, rapper by night. And that, I think, was a sexier story. I don't think it was, well, I know it wasn't true because I didn't really perform anywhere at night, but that went viral and went a little bit crazy. And so I found out from my parents that I was on CNN, and it just went, you know, it was kind of ridiculous for about, gosh, I don't know, I'd say about 2 months. And strangely, I am still, you know, this sounds like a T-shirt, but I'm still big in Indonesia. So there are, I think I've got 80,000 likes on the Facebook page from Indonesia. And I really don't understand why.
Well,
that's because the world we live in.
Let me interrupt you here so that we can give the audience an opportunity to listen to why the people in Indonesia might be so taken up with Henry Biggs. Listen here.
So you certainly, if you understood any of that, there's one message you're getting that's on the surface, but the song is actually an enormous acrostic. And the way it works, to sort of, if people, you know, try and say it quickly, but basically the last letter of every line of that song is spelling out a different message. And that message then can be, it has to go backwards down the last line, if people are still with me. And then it's the first letter of each line of the song as well that continues the message, so that it's a wrap, W-R-A-P. The real message is actually wrapped around the outside. So it's a very, you know, this massive acrostic. But you won't hear that necessarily. And there's a message inside in that acrostic that says that what this person is saying is actually has problems, is absolutely is not really the truth, not really what's going on. So, but I think maybe my students all got that because they had to listen to me, but I'm not sure how many other people got it because they just really like listening to the song.
Well, you said it was an intellectual exercise, which explains why I didn't get any of it, but that's another story.
Yeah, well, I think that you'd have to be Rain Man to get it, because you really, you'd have to be listening to that song and someone, oh, the last letter of that one was L, the last letter of that, you know, I don't think, but it should be set up on the CD so that you look at it and then you get all the indications that, you know, this is there's actually this other message that's going on.
It reminds me a little bit of what they said about some of the Beatles tunes, not too awfully long ago, that if you played them backwards, you'd get a message that would be most interesting indeed.
Absolutely. Well, I think they had it easy because I would love to have some technological thing that I could just play it backwards. But these songs took me, like that song took well over a year for me to write because if anybody wants to sit down and try it, they'll start to see why that is so difficult because you have to have exactly the right number of letters. You have to have a message that is speaks to what your that is what you want it to say. You have to have the last line be able to be read as something else entirely when it's written backwards, and on it goes. So it's and you have to have things rhyme that don't end in the same letter, and that's sometimes easy, sometimes quite challenging. So yeah, it was you know, it was a long road.
Now I think I understand why you gave it up a few years ago. It is yeah, it is very complicated indeed.
I don't know if it's worth the bang for the buck there. But, you know, and that makes me even wonder further, you know, the folks in Indonesia, I'm not sure, you know, I don't think they're that's what they're keying in on, but who knows?
Well, I'll advise folks that if they want to have a look, because there's a video or two anyway of these things, that you can find them on YouTube, and I think Spotify also has some of that material.
Absolutely.
Henry, thank you so much for being with us. We wish you the best of luck on this swim around Manhattan Island whenever it happens. Hopefully it's sooner rather than later. And that you make the 27-mile trek in the appointed time and that you raise a lot of money for Ferguson mentoring programs. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And we're going to say goodbye to more of the music of Henry Biggs and the rap music that he just explained to us a moment ago. Don't ask me to re-explain it. Here's Henry Biggs. That's it for us for today. Tomorrow on St. Louis on the Air, we'll talk with the director of a new film examining local nuclear contamination resulting from Mallinckrodt Chemical Company's role in refining uranium for the atomic bomb during World War II. Archive versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. This is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.